Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Boys Podcast. This is Angelo. You know the drill. Like us on Facebook, the South Boys Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at South Boys Pod and on Instagram, South Boys Podcast. We're also on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Navs Ganglani. Or if you're old school, you can also email us your inquiries, questions, shout outs to our email address, southboys.podcast@gmail.com. Coming up, grabe, first time to nangyari. Someone DM'd us who wanted to guest on the pod to talk about something he's very passionate about. He's one half, or he's a host of the Project Offbeat podcast, and he wanted to talk about the Chicago Bulls. He is none other than Lance Cham. So in this episode, we talked about why did he become a fan of the Bulls, what were his initial reactions when he found out that they got DeRozan, they got Caruso, they got Lonzo Ball. We talked about the Bulls season and their chances, of course, against the Milwaukee Bucks and the free agency of Zach LaVine and others and many more, of course. So to give some Bulls love before we say goodbye to them this season, here's my conversation with Lance Cham. Ladies and gents, please welcome to the South Boys Podcast, the host of the Offbeat Podcast. He's none other than Lance Cham. Lance, how are you doing?
Good evening. Good evening, guys. nice to really meet you guys. No, I'm here as a Bulls fan, first and foremost, more than a host of Project Offbeat. You know, but thanks for having me in this show.
Okay, so Lance, bago ang lahat, as I've alluded to, no, you're one half of the Project Offbeat podcast. Sorry, kulang pala yung sa introduction ko. And I gotta say, the concept, your guests, it's all very fascinating. So why don't you tell our listeners, diba, what is the Project Offbeat podcast? What do you talk about there? And how did it start? Ano ba yung origin story niyo, bro?
Right. Actually, yung So I myself, in my day life, I'm a corporate guy, right? So I actually work in a fintech called Paymaya, right? Mm. And along with my co-host, Matt, he's also working in a tech startup, Canva, diba? Everyone knows Canva, diba? It helps you create these great PowerPoint decks and whatnot, diba? So both of us are working in tech startups, pero I think that was last August or September ata na naisipan rin namin, we wanted to meet new people. Kasi diba kapag corporate job, no? I'm sure a lot of our audience can relate. Medyo nakakasuya na lagi na lang yung boss mo or your fellow colleagues will be the ones you're talking to every day. Diba? They're always talking about, you know, making profits, diba? Making revenues, diba? How to be efficient, blah, 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 diba? So sabi namin ni Matt, we needed an avenue to meet new people. And we needed an avenue to meet people that are not in the corporate realm. Right? So, ayun, ginawa namin yung Project Offbeat podcast wherein we bring in guests from all over the world, no? Or all over the country na we deem as non-corporate. So, just recently, ginest namin si Ambet Ocampo, yung Jose Rizal expert natin, Mary De Guzman, who is an ANC TV anchor. Diba? Alam mo yung mga ganitong careers, no? Mga cosplayers, tech tubers, next time may athlete din kami, and we want to talk to them and learn from them. Yung perspective nila, 'di ba? Ibang klase kasi sila mag-isip eh, 'di ba? They're not all about profits, 'di ba? They're all about their own hustles then. So yun, we created that podcast to create that kind of environment.
Yeah, so it was all about the passion, no, within you two, the hosts and also the guests, syempre, kasi sabi mo nga, they were not sucked into the corporate world.
Exactly.
Katulad nating dalawa. they were off to work with their passion. So very interesting. Again, Project Offbeat podcast, guys. Please follow and listen to the Project Offbeat podcast. So, Lance, we're here to talk about basketball.
Of course.
specifically the Chicago Bulls, because they're a very intriguing team, and mainly because Lance here is a diehard Bulls fan. So kung di naman obvious sa background niya tsaka sa suot niya ngayon. By the way, sinong player yung suot mo, Lance?
I'm actually wearing a Levine right now, no? Hindi nakita Levine, dito no? Sa Zoom background natin, but I'm wearing Levine. He's the face of the franchise right now. Right? So, of course, I'm wearing his outfit.
Green Hills ba yan o Orig?
I think Orig din naman. I forgot kung saan ko binili yung apparel ko. I also have yung mga Green Hills lang. Yung DeMarco at Green Hills lang yun, no? But yeah, itong Levine. Hindi naman. Siyempre, Bulls na rin yun.
Bulls na rin, okay.
Wala lang supply pa nung original nung DeMar. Kaya, I had to settle, no? I had to settle muna for counterfeits. So.
Na rin mga resellers ng mga original jerseys, no, online. So, how long have you been a fan of the Chicago Bulls? And why? Why did you gravitate towards this team, Lance?
Actually, trip down memory lane, I think, since 2011. So, I actually started with... I wasn't watching NBA first. I started with playing 2K. Diba? So, I remembered I had my PSP back then. And I was playing 2K Sports, you know. And then, I was using D-Rose back then. He was an overall 91. I think that was his, like, MVP season, no? Overall 91. And I love playing this guy. Ang galing niya, diba? Along with this team and all, diba? And na feel ko lang that time that, you know, there's only so much that you can feel when you play a team in 2K. Diba? You want to, of course, feel the entire experience then. So that's why I slowly started to invest my time on actually following the Bulls and their games in real time. Diba? So I actually bought a Signal subscription para may NBA TV tayo, diba?
NBA TV.
Oh, diba? Tapos, and it started from there, no? And I think, why did I stay with the Bulls, no? Honestly, it wasn't a plan na I would be a Bulls fan for life, diba? But I think for every diehard fan right now, I think you would relate to the fact that the more you spend time with a team, or the more you spend time with something, diba? Lalo kang magiging interested in it. Lalo kang magiging
invested
in it, 'di ba? And after spending so much time in a specific subject, parang ang hirap niya na pakawalan eh. 'Di ba? So when for example, when I'm talking to like casual fans, no, and they're telling me, "Why are you sticking with the Bulls when they're like suck? They suck, 'di ba? From time to time, 'di ba?" It's so hard to explain to them that it's more than the wins and losses, eh, diba? You've invested so much time in this team, you followed them through their highs and lows, diba? And you can't just leave them, diba? just like that, diba? Just for a bad season and whatnot.
Di ka bandwagon, for in short, diba?
Exactly, diba? Medyo I'm at this point in my fandom, no, na parang nagsasawa na ako kausap yung mga casuals na medyo, you know, level lang yung wisdom in the NBA because they keep on jumping
games. They won't understand din yung side mo eh.
Exactly, di ba? So, ayun, di ba? Why Chicago? I think, it has great basketball culture. I think it's like the top three market teams, di ba? Along with LA and New York, right? And then, syempre, when you're a big market team, you also have big salary cap, diba? And when free agency comes in, diba? These are the teams that are big spenders, diba? And you know that they have more money to move around, like unlike a team like Memphis, diba? Na si Ja Morant, ayun, walang magastosan, diba? Wala kang ma-pair sa kanya na superstar, right? And of course, it's the house that Jordan built, right? Everyone knows that, right? It's the house that Jordan built. Anytime DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine creates a wonderful game, it's associated with Michael Jordan's
mga records game as well. Lagging
exactly.
Lagging exactly. Parang ano yun, yung compared to Jordan's record lagi.
Exactly.
Siya yung parang
exactly.
record holder sa lahat ng mga stats ng Bulls.
Di ba?
Then,
di ba?
Laging second, third na yan sila, DeMar and LaVine.
Right. Di ba? So parang, if you're a fan in this kind of city, no? In this kind of team, ang sarap lang niyang, di ba? To root forward to, di ba? You know that we were there. We were in the upper echelon before. And yeah, we can't wait to reach that time again where we would be in that upper echelon.
Oh, yun. So Lance, it's so refreshing to hear a loyal fan like you supporting and sticking to a team through the highs and lows. But you mentioned parang 2011 ka lang nanood ng basketball, tama ba? So before that, were you like watching, I don't know, siguro not at a high level like now watching basketball casually, pero yun, before that, ano yung, were you watching, were you playing basketball?
Right, I think I started with the game of basketball. No, I'm just a casual player. I'm nowhere a varsity, you know, or anything, but I think I started basketball around 2009. No, we just had we have a home court here in our house. No, we set up this basketball ring. And you know, you get to embrace the game, diba? You get to learn how to play the game of basketball. You learn your first crossover, your first between the legs, diba? And then of course, how do you refine your skills, diba? You have to watch the very best. And I guess that's why doon ako pumasok sa NBA, right? Because PBA can only give you as much, diba? we all know that, diba? In terms of social media coverage, in terms of content, diba? Kokonti lang. Smart Sports lang or Signal lang lagi yung
nagbibigay. Dati wala pa eh, di ba?
Exactly. Dati wala pa nga yun eh, di ba? So, kung na-miss out mo yun, asan ka manunood? That's why I guess it led me to the global game, no? Which is the NBA.
Right. So, ako naman, Lance, I'm siguro fairly young. I'm 24. So, when we talk about the Bulls, naabutan ko technically yung Jordan era, pero baby pa ako nun. So, wala akong memories about the Jordan era. So, when we talk about the Bulls, Derrick Rose din, dun ako namulat about the Bulls basketball. So, the team that really stuck to me after all these years and the series that I clearly remember, it's, I think it was 2009 Bulls versus Celtics.
Yun. Seven games.
Parang every game may overtime. It's the Bulls with Derrick Rose, Ben Gordon. Sino ba Ray Allen doon? Kirk Heinrich.
Ray Allen hitting that shot against us, no? Yes,
oh, diba?
Yes.
Parang mga parang ilang games na triple overtime yun. So I think that's my favorite Bulls team, no? How about you, Lance? Ano yung out of all the iterations of the Bulls na naabutan natin? Well, what was your favorite?
Wow, this is a tough question. Definitely, I think the very first that top of mind, no? I think I have a good three teams siguro, no? The very first team is, of course, the MVP Rose-led Bulls team. And it was this team that it was the very first season of Tom Thibodeau. And you know, he was a rookie coach then. And then D-Rose became the MVP at that season, together with Boozer, Noah, Deng, diba? And then the quote unquote bench mob. Itong bench mob na to had that grit and grind mentality. Eh. Sila Kirk, sila Taj, Umar Asik, diba? These are the guys that actually, diba? These are the guys that actually took the Heat to, I think, conference finals. But of course, no one's beating LeBron in a conference finals. So that was a heartbreak. Heartbreak talaga yan, no? But favorite team ko talaga. It was the team that I told myself I'm becoming a Bulls fan, you know, because of this hype that I'm feeling right now. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
I think some other teams, definitely it's very easy to root for the team right now. You know, we have two of the best isolation scorers in the game in Zach and DeMar. Diba? And we have Zoe and AC. Diba? Thank you, Lakers. No, thank you, Lakers. na hindi nyo to binayaran to mga players na to. We have two of the best point of attack defenders in the game. Diba? And I'm not sure if you know Stacey King. No, Stacey King is this great play-by-play announcer in the Bulls na he calls this team the Cheese Slamajama. Because in every game of the Bulls, makikita mo highlights. Diba? There's this Zoe or there's this AC that's, you know, throwing lobs to DJJ.
Steal muna.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. Diba? They're throwing it to Zach LaVine. Diba? These are all dunk champions. Diba? So it's really easy to root for this team. In 2K, in paper, they're such a great and well orchestrated team. Diba? Kaya idol na idol ko yung bago namin GM ngayon, si Arturas. He just did this in 1 year. So, you know, I could expound on that later, no? Pero, yun, diba? That was a great team. And siguro the last team would be D-Rose Jimmy, diba? Where Jimmy was on the ascent to his first All-Star game. I think that was 2015, no? And syempre, talo ulit kami ni LeBron na nasa Cavs naman siya ngayon. But that was also a great team with Pau Gasol naman to actually watch with.
Oh, so the current Bulls nga, no, Lance, they finished 6th in the East, 46 wins, 36 losses. It's first winning record since the 2015-16 season. Wow. The Bulls made playoffs for the first time 2017. And yun, they ended the string of 4 consecutive losing seasons. Kung tutuusin, parang maswerte ka pa, Lance, na hindi ka Kings fan kasi di pa ata yung nagpa-playoffs in my lifetime.
In 14-15 years, I think.
Oh, diba? Talk to me about the years when your Bulls were in the mud, you know. When was the moment?
Grabe yan.
When was the moment or the season that you said na maybe, parang sabi nga nila Troy Bolton, no, this is the start of something new.
Right. Years in the mud, no. I think unang-unang that came into my mind was, so we did this Vooch trade last year. That was like by the trade deadline last year, 2021, right? And then here I am thinking, oh fuck. We are pairing another all-star to our current all-star, Zach LaVine. So this might be, you know, this might be start of something new, like you mentioned, diba? Uh-huh. But then
so last year lang, last season.
Oh, hindi. Kala ko nga, last season, diba? Ito na, diba? There's something, you know, in the horizon. But then, when we got Vooch, first 4 games, talo kami. For whatever reason. I don't know what in the world happened there, right? We lacked defense. Maybe Vooch was just acclimating himself. And then, while we were in the nick of our playoff run, boom, na-injured si Zach LaVine, 12 games out. So, tanggal kami. We didn't even make the play-in. Grabe, diba? So, parang, as a Bulls fan, I felt to myself, like, when will the curse end? Diba? I thought that we sacrificed all of our picks you know, to get a current all-star to make the playoffs, to make the damn East playoffs. Where at that time, ang dali-dali lang nun, diba?
They were
the weaker conference, diba? And, you know, I throw back to the days, no? Bakit ko napasabi na parang it's a curse, diba? We even fielded a lineup of, you know, it's always this meme na the Bulls fans were in the mud because we fielded the lineup of Rolo, Justin Holiday, Paul Zipser, Walt Lemon Jr., and Justin, nakalimutan ko isa, diba? Sobrang irrelevant, diba? I mean, these guys are like G-leaguers.
G-league.
Exactly. Diba? And they were our lineups for a good 10 games, diba? So, remembering these days, no? And remembering where we came from. We were the number one Eastern Conference team in the 2011s, diba? And time again, when we thought that we had something in our hands na, na-injure si D-Rose, na-injure si Zach LaVine, Vooch didn't work out, diba? All of these, parang ano ba? I mean, the gods won't really grant us any, you know, good vibes after those Rose era, no? So parang, you know, in the mud is the right word, no? In the mud in terms of, man, how you wish you could be the Lakers that, you know, people would just and the players would just flock around you and sign with your team. Diba? That's the thing, diba? The Bulls are such a big market, but their biggest free agent signing, you know, before this year was Dwayne Wade, past his prime. Pau Gasol, past his prime.
Wala.
Diba? So parang bakit ganun? Diba? But, you know, this season came about, diba? We fired Garpax, diba? Our GM, no? The failure of a GM he was. And yan, we started getting, you know, great players to surround Zach and Vooch. And Zo came in, DeMar came in, AC came in, right? And I thought, you know what? Even if this season didn't really work out as we'd want to, championship, you knew that there was a new culture coming in. You knew that there was a winning culture that they're trying to establish here. Hindi na puro draft picks. Hindi na puro youngsters. But they're trying to surround Zach LaVine, a young superstar himself, no, with veterans. So I thought, baka may pagkakaiba this season.
Oh, yun. So you mentioned nga you have a new GM, and we have to give a lot of credit to your new GM talaga to really exactly. have a vision na let's go for it, you know, maybe we get the stars and we'll figure it out from that point, diba? So yun nga, let's talk about the very eventful offseason the Bulls had, and actually you mentioned it started last 2021 pa in the trade deadline when they acquired Vucevic. They went star hunting. They traded Wendell Carter Jr. and 2 first round picks. Before I move on, no, what did you think about WCJ? May potential ba talaga sa kanya? I remember he got hurt, diba? He was consistently injured then. Eh.
Right. You know what? When we drafted Wendell, that was an okay pick for me because we needed a 5, right? Lauri Markkanen can't be that 5 for you, or anyone will just drive through your lane and, you know, lay it all out, right? So when we drafted Wendell, he was being compared to Al Horford, you know, this do all around guy. He won't kill you with this offense or defense, diba? But he's very solid, diba? And he showed glimpses of that. Pero tamang-tama yung point mo, Angelo, na injury prone. Yun yung napakahirap eh, di ba? Because anytime he's trying to turn around the corner na, ayun, out for like 10 games again or 20 games, di ba? And we fielded him for like 3 years as our starting center and it never panned out, di ba? I'm very happy for him right now in the Orlando Magic, di ba? You're seeing him actually improving, di ba? But the Bulls didn't, and with the personnel that we had, no, si Zach LaVine, he wasn't the right guy for Zach LaVine. He wasn't the right center for Zach LaVine, diba? So it was an okay pick. I do not have any hate or any bad feelings for WCJ. He's a pretty good player, and I think he's actually he has that potential to become an Al Horford in the game. Please lang keep yourself healthy. Yun lang yung pinaka importante kay WCJ.
Oh, parang ang may curse din kasi ngayon sa Orlando parang healthy na siya, no? But anyway, exactly. Last season yun nga, the Bulls, they didn't even make the play-in. Then ito na, the off-season comes. First they signed Lonzo Ball, then Alex Caruso, which still hurts as a Laker fan, by the way. And then the big one, a sign and trade that sent Thad Young and another first-round pick to the Spurs for DeMar DeRozan. So the reaction from NBA Twitter was kind of a mixed bag during that time. No, it felt like the majority was leaning towards what is Chicago doing? This doesn't make sense, diba? DeRozan is not a good fit for them. But me personally, Lance, hindi dahil guess ka dito. Truthfully, I was high on the Bulls. I thought they were a top 5, top 6 team in the East because I saw LaVine, DeRozan, Vucevic, Lonzo Ball coexisting talaga. They have complementary skill sets. And Caruso, you can plug and play him any team basically. Exactly. But the obvious gripe with the Bulls, can they play defense, diba? Just attack Vucevic, you know? Ganong tanong, no, during that time. So let's flash back to that time, Lance. What was your initial reactions to the busy offseason the Bulls had? You were mentioning that parang ito na nga, there's a new chapter in the Bulls history.
Right.
magandang pangyayari to. So And what were your expectations then coming into the season during that time?
I think siguro before I comment on that, Angelo, I think you knew that the Bulls were something because you knew Zoe and AC. You knew these two guys are winners. You knew these two guys would change.
They played the right way, yeah.
Exactly. By their defense alone, by their effort alone. Diba?
Their IQ, so, basketball IQ.
Exactly. Diba? They're you know, AC is like diba? People are like memeing him, he's the GOAT and whatever, right? But when you really watch him play, he's amazing. He's amazing. His IQ, his passes, his point of attack defense, no. Ibang klase. Diba? He has all the tools to become that winning role player that you need in your team always. Diba? So Marcus Smart just recently won that Defensive Player of the Year. And AC has all the tools to become someone like that as well. Diba? But anyways, no, initial reaction to that offseason, diba? So I had my Woj alert and my Shams alert in Twitter. I had to activate them because I knew that we had the new team. We had the new GM. And these are
naalala
not
ko the parang likes of... early morning to eh, no? Early morning oh, nangyari yung exactly. mga signings na to.
Exactly. Diba? Parang Garpax before, no? Our previous GM and administration, they were never ones who were active in the free agency. And that's what I was so frustrated about. Parang, ano, what are you waiting for? Diba? I can't believe that players won't even consider the historical Chicago Bulls. Diba? Maybe it's because you're so passive. Diba? And now the new regime here with AK, Arturas Karsinovas, diba? The new GM. The moment the free agency hit, I think that was like 4 a.m. in our time. Boom! Pumotok yung notifications ko. Woj announces Lonzo Ball signs 4-year $85 million deal with the Chicago Bulls. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, parang this was the prototype point guard that I wanted with Levine. Zach LaVine. He was the perfect point guard. I told myself, you know what?
Makuha natin no offense to Kobe White.
Oh, no offense to Kobe White. No, I mean Kobe White spark plug. Okay? But Zach LaVine needs someone that can facilitate, needs someone that can defend and hit the three. And Lonzo Ball was the perfect fit for him. And we actually got him. We actually got him for pennies in the dollars in a trade with the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't know what they're doing then. We gave them like Garrett Temple Jr. and a second round pick, no? So grabe, I thought to myself, am I dreaming? Diba? The Bulls never got a premier young player on the rise in Lonzo Ball, maybe the top, one of the top under 25 players out there. Never namin yung nagagawa in free agency, man. And we actually got him this free agency. And I knew there was something that was about to happen this free agency. Diba? And I think that was like 4 a.m., diba? So nagising, oh, I couldn't sleep na, diba? So I actually proceeded to my work and ganyan. And then, boom, 9 a.m. hit. I was eating my breakfast, man. Diba? Tanda-tanda ko lahat ng memories. No? The Bulls signed Alex Caruso. I'm like, I would have to admit, I never saw Alex Caruso as a great player. I saw him as this meme, right? So I was like, what the fuck, Bulls? Why are you paying this guy $9 million a year to play for us? Diba? But then I actually went to my Instagram and did a poll. Sabi ko, Laker fans, my friends that are Laker fans, is AC any good? Diba? And I think 80% of them told me he's more than a meme. He actually plays wonderful basketball, and that's why LeBron loves him. Diba? So I knew that we're actually building tough-minded defensive players that the Bulls never had before. Diba? Who was our best defender before? Justin Holiday? Otto Porter Jr.? I mean, these guys are like, come on. Come on, right? Diba? Parang, you can't guard LeBron or you know, KD with those guys, diba? So yun. And then, suddenly you're hearing these rumors. I think
the last signing I heard from, last yun yung kay DeRozan.
Exactly, diba? I was just hearing rumors that the Spurs are actually entertaining sign and trade offers for DeMar DeRozan. And personally, I didn't believe it because, you know, DeMar back then wanted a big contract. So, tinatawanan ko na lang yung mga Lakers fan when you're telling me that DeRozan would sign for the veteran minimum or like mid-level. No way, man. DeRozan is a borderline all-star. He wasn't just featured in a small market team in San Antonio. So sabi ko, Bulls would not have the chance to pull off this trade because we're like maxed up, right? Ang dami namang binayad kay AC and Zo. But then the great Arturas Karsinovas, diba, facilitated the sign and trade. We had to let go of our fan favorite, Thad Young. But it came with him.
Worth it.
The all-star, right? Averaging 7 assists in his last 2 to 3 years, right? DeMar DeRozan. And when you watch the Bulls as much as I actually do, no, you would see that Zach LaVine can't do it all. It's similar to how Booker was before. He needed someone to take the load off. Ball handling wise, in clutch moments, everyone knew that it would go to LaVine. So the front office, I think, in their mentality was give LaVine another ball handler, another closer, a veteran that he could rely on, that he couldn't do before in his previous teams. And so, nung nakita ko that these were our three main signings, there was like, my God, what is happening in this new era? Right? This is a dream. Am I dreaming? Diba? I've waited so long to be this aggressive in free agency, and we actually did it. We retooled our entire roster to get two borderline all-stars in Vooch and DeMar, two best point of attack defenders in Zo and AC, diba? In a span of 1.5 seasons, right? So as a fan, you know what? I will let all the Stephen A. Smiths of this world, let them do the talking and let them say that the Bulls are a playing team or whatever. But I as a fan know that this was something. They were building something here. Diba? At the very least, mid-playoff team to.
Oh, ganun din yung expectation ko for them. So, they were fantastic right out of the gate, diba? To start the season, Caruso and Lonzo, they were locking up everybody. DeMar, wow. Of course, with what can be like considered the best season of his career. And LaVine, exactly, was a professional. He kind of took a step back. But all is good with LaVine and the DeRozan pairing. At one point, they were the top seed, diba? But somewhere along the way, they couldn't sustain that level of success. Of course, no thanks to injuries to Caruso and Lonzo Ball, who is, by the way, reportedly not gonna return this season for the Bulls. Sad to say. So the Bulls went 27-12 before Lonzo went down, and 18-22 since. Actually not updated to, they have like one of the worst records against the teams over 500. I'm sure you're well aware of that, Lance.
Of course.
They finished the season 13th in offensive rating, so up naman to their expectation that they're good, above average offensive team, and but they're 23rd in terms of defensive rating, two spots lower than the Lakers actually, and it's the worst amongst playoff teams except Atlanta. Behind Atlanta. Yep. So of course injuries played a huge part, diba? But you as a Bulls fan, Lance, as you said, you were watching this team all season long. Why did the Bulls struggle all of a sudden? Like, they were at the top, but they just couldn't sustain that level of consistency.
You know what? I think my take here was it's first all about perception, diba? You mentioned earlier, before the All-Star break, the Bulls was the first seed, diba?
Hmm.
But you know what? Looking beyond the headlines, if you actually looked at the East records back then, you probably, if the Bulls loses 2 games in a row, they would drop to 4. They would
tight
drop to
race.
Five. Yeah, sobrang tight race niya. So being the first seed back then, no, was all the pressure because yun nga, top seed ka of your conference, diba? So parang you better perform, right? But if you look closely into the numbers, you could see that the Bulls were like all the other top teams out there in the East. They weren't parang any exception. Yun, no? Exactly. They weren't exactly better, diba? They just had a more favorable schedule before the All-Star break, diba? And swerte lang na come the All-Star break, diba? They were at the top, diba? But if you look closely, pag natalo sila ng 2 games, bagsak sila to 4th or 5th. Diba? So I think it goes first with that, no? The Bulls had that kind of expectation with them. Na ang tagal na kasi nila in a losing culture, in a losing team. And now we are making headlines because we were leading and dominating the East right now. Right? So alam mo naman yan eh, 'di ba? Unlike the Bucks out there and the Philadelphia 76ers out there, probably the media would have fatigue. That these are the upper echelons already, right? So when you make media content about them, most likely, you know, people would say, yeah, I mean, you got Giannis. You got Joel, right? Expected yan that you're a topper echelon. But then here's a super Cinderella story in the Bulls where DeMar DeRozan, diba? Renaissance season, diba? And now at the top of the East. Diba? So, first of all, I think it all boils down to that perception rin. Diba? I, as a fan, no, I was very happy that we were a first seed and all. But I knew that we would slowly deteriorate as well. Because you couldn't sustain this level of play. DeMar single-handedly gave us like 10 games this season because of his clutch performances. Right? And you knew that wasn't sustainable. Diba? People would clamp down on you later on. Diba? So that was one, no? Mm. Obviously, number two was the loss of Lonzo Ball and AC, right? Sabi nga nila, you could call this season of the Bulls 6 to 8 months because everyone was being lost 6 to 8 months. AC lost 6 to 8 months. DJJ lost 6 to 8 months. Lonzo lost 6 to 8 months, right? And, you know,
shout out Grayson Allen, no?
Shout out Grayson Allen, di ba? Parang, I mean, man, come on. I mean, you just have this knack of, you know, hurting guys, no? But
sorry, go diba? Ahead.
Yeah, kunwari, if you see, nung nawala si Draymond sa Warriors, they also struggled. And as a fan, you know that it isn't just the stars that are making your team work, di ba? It's the role players and the defensive anchors that are neutralizing and balancing your team out. Diba? There's only so few Giannis that are two-way. Diba? But you always need these guys to stabilize your team. Diba? And when we lost Zoe and AC for that amount of time, that's 2 months, man. 2 months out of how many? 5 months of regular season or 6 months of regular season. Diba? Nawala talaga yung defensive identity namin. And not just that, not just our best point of attack defenders. Siyempre, because of losing those defenders, tinitira na talaga si Vooch. Because it's so easy to penetrate the Bulls' defense now. Diba? And not just that, no? Nawala rin yung dynamism namin sa offense in terms of running the fast break. Zoe and AC were like two of the best full-court man out there. They would find you.
Starters.
They would find you, man. Oh, they would find you, Zach, whoever was running the break. They would find you. When we lost both of them, when we didn't have that passing vision anymore, our offense became isolation heavy, led by Zach and DeMar. And that really took a toll because everyone knows that that's a more predictable offense. And it's easier to clamp down on that kind of offense. Diba? And if you watch the games after the All-Star break, no, ganun yung nangyayari. They were throwing 3 bodies at DeMar. They were throwing 2 bodies at Zach LaVine, who's also limping. Diba? He had this like injury that was nagging him for the entire season, no? And we became predictable, diba? So that perception, along with losing our main defensive identity and anchor, I felt was the major reasons talaga kung bakit people think that the Bulls deteriorated so much in the second half of the season, diba?
Right.
Tough, tough, no? But you know, that's the game. That's that. I mean, you lost AD for like how many times this year, right? So parang I'm sure you could relate to how losing a core defensive anchor to injuries really hurt the team.
But you made the playoffs. You still made the playoffs. Sixth seed, no? Let's talk about
sabit lang yan. Sabit lang yan.
Let's talk about the first round series against the Milwaukee Bucks, who are, of course, heavily favored here, defending exactly. champs. So the Bulls lost game one yesterday. Actually, we're recording this episode April 19 on a Tuesday. So yesterday was game one of the Bucks against the Bulls. So 93-86 was the final score in a game that felt like they could have won, diba? Or the Bulls could have stolen. They were down at the start, but they battled back and even taking the lead at one point. Zach LaVine missed a potential game tying three with 29 seconds left. Yep. The Bucks also struggled on offense. They shot 53% in the first quarter. Great start. But then they just made 34% of their attempts the rest of the game. So kaya the Bulls were in the game for most of the time. And they had an equal number. The Bucks had an equal number of turnovers and baskets in the second half. Then the Bucks defense was at the championship level, but their offense, not really. And then, yun nga, in defense ng Bucks, the Bulls shot a season low 32% from the floor. They were 7 of 37 on three-pointers. And in the fourth quarter, the Bulls were 6 of 28 and 1 of 12 from three-point range. So what do you think about the Bulls' performance in Game 1, Lance? And if there is a world that Chicago will win this series, what does that world look like? What's the path for them to success against the Bucks, Lance?
Right. So siguro isa-isayin ko yun, no? What did I feel nung first game, no? Honestly, when you look at the odds, also I think the Bucks were like negative 10.5. Like that was a fair odds, right? Because the Bucks were like the fucking defending champion, and they have most likely another MVP in the horizon in Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? And the Bulls, when you watched them in the second half of the season, sucked so much. You mentioned that statistics earlier. 1 out of 16 against the top 4 teams in the NBA, right? So, you know what? When I actually watched that game yesterday, that was the best Bulls defense that I've watched in 2 months, right? And as a fan, that's all I could have asked for. They made it a game. You mentioned earlier if Zach actually hit that three-pointer, that would have been a tied game. Diba? So that game one for me was a sight to behold. We didn't get the win, diba? But that was a game that I would always remember as a game that we fought back. We tried our best. Diba? We did great rotations as well. We'll take it. Diba? So, okay naman ako in that game. You know, I think when Zach LaVine did his post-game interview yesterday, what he mentioned was, what's the difference? They made more winning plays at the end, which is correct. Jrue Holiday was the point guard that he is, the most underrated point guard in the NBA, you know, where he did that play, passing it to Brooke Lopez, and Brooke Lopez just flat out destroyed us. You know, in the middle, right? So, yun yung maganda eh. Because they're a championship team. They can trust, you know, these different role players to actually take the shot and not just Chris and Giannis. Diba? And those were the stops. Those were the things that we couldn't do yet as a newbie in the playoffs. Right? So, you know, overall, game one, if we play this way again, with this level of intensity, diba? And DeMar said it himself. He will never shoot 9 out of 25 again. Or I think it was like 6 out of 25.
Playoff DeMar.
Playoff DeMar, diba? But you know what? I truly believe, no? Like, Vooch, DeMar, and Zach, like, shot like 17 out of 71 yesterday. That was, like, what the fuck? That never happened. Salute to the Bucks defense, season. Yes. But they were like flat out breaking shots yesterday, right? So I think, you know, as long as they have that defensive identity with them in the series, this might be a competitive series at the very least. But you mentioned earlier, in the most ideal world, what would they have to do to win the series? Honestly, bro, they're not winning the series. Kahit gano'n ka pa ka-idealistic. Siguro, okay. Unless ma-COVID or ma-injure si Giannis Antetokounmpo, that is not happening. I mean, I read this article in Bleacher Report that the chances of upset of Bulls and Bucks series is zero. Right? And I completely agree with them. If we manage to pull off 1 to 2 wins in the series, that is a major win for this Bulls franchise. Right? But yeah, you know what? I think the things that we could really improve on is, you know, making Vooch our facilitator. Diba? If there was one matchup that I like against the Bucks, it's Vooch versus Brook or Giannis taking him on. They can't
maganda
take
on performance
Vooch.
Ni Vooch, diba?
Exactly.
Game one.
Exactly. He is the post presence that they don't have any, you know, defender for. Wala silang Embiid, wala silang Bam that could swat the shots, right? So I want the Bulls to play more with Vooch as a facilitator, right? And of course, we got to make our shots, right? So I think AC and Kobe White has to be very critical in hitting those threes, right? Because we don't have room for error, right? Wala kaming, you know, we're not deep.
We have to play perfect.
Exactly. We need to play perfect to beat the Bucks, especially in their home court, right? So yeah, you know what?
I'm just enjoying
the ride. You mentioned 6 years, wala kaming playoffs, man. And here we are now. Yesterday, I was like shouting in my place for every shot that run that we did in the third quarter, diba? You know, as a fan, no, that's been in the highs and lows. That's all you could ask for, diba?
Yeah.
Kaya parang medyo na-hurt din ako when people are always saying, ano ba yan? That's just like a first round exit team. Why did you make the trade? Diba? But you know what? True Bulls fan knows that we just need to change the culture first before aspiring for a championship. Ganun kami kalayo. Right? And that's what we did this season and that's where we are right now in the series.
Yeah, the Bulls went for it. You have to admire din the Bulls. Wala kang masabi. They tried, diba? That's what, as a fan, yun nga lang din yung gusto mo. To see them try, to see them fight. And yeah, nothing like an objective, a truthful fan here in Lance na admitting honestly his team maybe has no chance to beat the Bucks. Hopefully Giannis misses the plane, diba, on the way back to Chicago. Maiiwan siya, yun na lang yung
the food poison.
Oh, ewan natin ba, mga ganong scenario na lang yung mga pwedeng mga chance ng Bulls. So Lance, when we were chatting, you know, you mentioned something about listening to your new acquisitions, DeRozan and Vooch, to different podcasts, no? So tell us more about that.
Right. I guess that's the podcaster in us, man, no? Na parang we want more than to just watch the game. We want to get to know these players more. Mm-hmm. And podcasts, diba? I think yung narinig ko yung kay DeMar, it's actually not a podcast, no? I think this was Sergio Baca's show. Parang What's Cooking at or something like that, no? Mm-hmm. Ang natatandaan ko in that segment was he was asking DeMar, why didn't you go back to Toronto? I'm sure they would have welcomed you. They have a bump uprising team there, diba? And DeMar mentioned na parang, you know what? It's their time now. Ang ganda eh, diba? Parang he mentioned, buti sana kung si Kyle Lowry nandun, diba? I might have considered. But it's their time now. You could see that Nick Nurse was building Scottie Barnes, FVV, diba? As the new era of Toronto basketball. And I guess I saluted DeMar then because he knew when to step back. Diba? Hindi siya yung parang agaw pansin na, I'm a legend here. Diba? I want a homecoming. Hindi niya ginawa yun. He wanted, like what DeMar always said throughout the year, sabi niya, I want to build something new in the Chicago Bulls. And I felt like the challenge was here. Diba? More than just joining any championship team like the Lakers or you know, the Bucks or the Warriors back then. Diba? Ouch, ouch, no? He wanted to pave his own path. And saludo ka dun. Saludo ka talaga kay DeMar nun. I think I caught Zach naman in JJ Redick's podcast, The Old Man and the Tree. You guys should tune into that show. No, that's such an amazing podcast. And ay, sorry, hindi pala si Zach Levine. He was interviewed in the Draymond Green Show pala. It's also a podcast, no? Draymond Green Show, no?
And may pod.
Natatandaan ko dun, parang Draymond Green asked him, if you were in a dunk contest with Kobe, MJ, and VC, who would you pick and why? And then, natuwa ako when Zach Levine said, I think Zach and VC would go to the finals, outlasting MJ and Kobe, but VC would end up the champion. He said that, you know, VC was a natural dunker. His dunks were like, my God, man. Like, you couldn't even imagine a person doing this. Diba? And he also mentioned na sobrang underrated na dunker that people are really not noticing on is Andrew Wiggins. You know, he was doing dunks that when they were teammates in Minnesota na dunks that were beyond your perception. Diba? So, you know, parang nakakatawa, diba? To hear these stars talk about these things. And sabi rin ni Zach doon, tinanong kasi siya ni Draymond na parang, paano ka sa free agency? Diba? You know, would you just resign with the Bulls or not? Sabi ni Zach, you know what, similar to my sneaker free agency, I want to like test the horizons first. Diba? And I salute that in him. Diba? This is a guy that's entering his first premier free agency. And he wants to feel loved, siguro. Diba? He wants to feel treasured by different teams, right? So yun, as long as he ends up with the Bulls again, at the end of the day, I have no problem with him exploring what the hell he wants to do in free agency, right? So yun, tune into these podcasts. It's such an amazing time to really get to know these guys beyond the court.
Yeah, as a content consumer, no, I consider like those basketball podcasts hosted by the players, ex-players, parang basketball therapy talaga eh. Pag pinapakinggan mo, 'di ba? Ang sarap pakinggan, and you really learn a lot from these players. Parang when they're talking to like their peers, iba eh. When they're talking to the media, 'di ba? Parang there's no like wall. 100%. When they're talking to each other. Yeah. So, actually, you know, before I let you go, Lance, you mentioned Zach Levine's free agency. I think, siguro ilang weeks na lang. Pag, when the Bulls are eliminated, yun na yung mga susunod na stories that we will hear, headlines, di ba? What will Zach Levine do? So, Lance, correct me if I'm wrong, di ba? Zach Levine entering this offseason, he's a free agent. Ano ba? Restricted? Unrestricted?
Unrestricted siya this time.
Okay, so unrestricted talagang freedom to choose si Zach Levine freedom right to choose. Now. So, yun, you mentioned naman na what his mindset is going to the free agency. But what are the updates and what are you looking for right. in Zach Levine's free agency?
Right. You know what? I honestly think that he would, you know, hopefully this won't bite me later on, no? But I think he would be like Klay Thompson in his free agency before, where he actually explored. And you would hear headlines that Klay Thompson was considering, you know, a deal talking with to Detroit, teams, right? So. Talking to different teams, right? But at the end of the day, I think Zach LaVine would return to this Bulls team. He has been so loyal to us for like a good four or five years now, right? And now that we have a winning team, and now that we're actually building around him,
culture.
If you were Zach LaVine, diba, and we also have his bird rights, diba, why would you leave Chicago, you know, for a different team, diba? I magigets ko siya kung we were still in the mud right now, not even in the playoffs, right? But you could see that this team. Had we had Lonzo for the long run in as a healthy guy, we might have even made it out of second round, diba? So parang if in that perspective of Zach LaVine, and he has been very consistent in all of his press, no, na he wants to be in Chicago, and he will listen to the offers, right? For me, if I'm AK, no, the GM and the executive, I would immediately max him up. I think the only question is it a max or a super max? Yun lang yun. Diba? But it's an easy max for me. There's no way you're letting Zach LaVine get any other than lower than max. If the in a world where Bam Adebayo gets the max, Brandon Ingram gets the max, freaking Zach LaVine has to get the max, right? He may not be the best player, but he's getting the max, right? And anyways, we have so much TV deals coming in the NBA. Lalaki na naman yung salary cap natin, right? So, you know what? We're the Bulls, right? We can afford to like pay the luxury tax later on, right? So yeah, I think I 100% feel like Zach LaVine will be back with the Bulls, right? Or else I would be burning this right now. Later on,
other than Zach pala, Lan, sino pa ba yung mga free agents ng Bulls this coming offseason, actually, if you're familiar?
Right. DJJ, Derek Jones Jr. would be a free agent after this season. Kobe White, hindi naman free agent. He still has 1 year. But usually, he's still in his rookie deal kasi. So usually at this time, they already decide if you will be extension or not, diba? Yung mga yun. And then I think the rest are like the minimum guys that we've been signing around. But the core is there. I think Vooch has still 1 year ahead of him, right? But the core is there. Tristan Thompson will be a free agent, but I honestly don't think that he would be back.
Who cares?
You know, and I don't like him to be back, honestly. But when we signed him, I was so hyped. Because we needed a bulkier guy to be behind Vooch. But, you know, he's a shell of himself. So, yeah, I think minimal moves na kami this week.
Zach LaVine priority.
Zach LaVine priority. And then we just need to bolster our front court and get some more shooters. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right. Very well said, Lance. This has been an incredible conversation about the Bulls. I admire, I love your passion about your team. Bihira ka na lang talaga makausap, makakita ng loyal fan, di ba? And a very smart fan also, Lance. So, 2-in-1 na pala. Before we end this episode, go ahead and promote anything you want to promote. Where can people find you and your work, and who to follow for Bulls content?
I guess let's start first with the Bulls content, no?
Okay, sige.
Definitely Bulls content. Who you have to follow na fan base talaga is Arturas Karsinovas Fan Club. You can get him in Twitter. And KOT4Q. He's Kenny Beecham. I'm sure if you're a sports enthusiast, you know him. And he's a diehard Chicago Bulls fan as well. So you got to follow these two guys. They create such great and funny content on the Bulls. No? For day-to-day updates, you know, anything revolving Bulls Insider, Bulls Trade, Bulls, you know, extension talks, diba? You got to follow Casey Johnson of the NBC Sports Chicago. I think he is the most parang pinakamatalinong journalist out there for the Bulls, no? That covers Bulls. Right, so he has such a reliable source talaga. I don't know where he's getting it, honestly, but follow him, Casey Johnson. Sam Smith, you know, Sam Smith is a legendary writer. Not the singer, not the singer. No. Sam Smith, the writer for the Bulls section, no? Ever since the MJ days, he was covering the Bulls. Mm-hmm. So
Ano nga yung sinulat niya? The Jordan Rules?
The Jordan Rules, exactly. The Jordan Rules, yes. Siya yung nagsulat nun, right? So, follow this guys if you want, you know, Bulls news, current news, and Bulls history in one article. Diba? And then Daniel Greenberg, right? He's a great day-to-day guy then that you can get Bulls updates. And I think lastly, in terms of Bulls content, please sobrang I appreciate the Chicago Bulls YouTube account. They create this great documentary called All Access, where they show you so much insider view of the Bulls throughout the season. Panoorin nyo yun, sobrang ganda, diba? For example, when we acquired Vooch last year, and they showed the locker room, diba? They showed the locker room when DeMar got 50 points this year. Ang ganda. It's so fun as a fan to actually watch these guys really enjoying themselves behind the locker room. So yun, I think those are the guys to follow for Bulls content, right? follow me as well for boost content. I actually chat a lot.
Lagay in natin Twitter. Yan.
Oh, di ba? Ang ingay ko sa Twitter pero wala naman ako audience, no. But yeah, if you want to talk about Bulls just like we did right now, man, please hit me up, no. I love all things Bulls. It's just a natural fan, you know. I'm not here for any monetization or whatnot, no. It's just a fan that was through the highs and lows, right? And now just reaping the rewards of a great team and a great season, diba? If you could hit us up in our podcast as well, Project Offbeat, diba? We would truly appreciate it, no. And yeah, see you tayo sa mga playoffs. Boxing 5. Yun na lang. Boxing 5, Boxing 5.
Okay, Lance, ano pala yung Twitter handle mo? You missed mentioned.
Twitter handle at @chamlance05. No?
Okay,
@chamlance05.
So, yun.
Medyo maingay ako dito in terms of boost, no? And I honestly want these kinds of conversations where we could take it further, diba? Na we could dissect something, no? Yeah.
Right, so Lance Cham of the Project Offbeat podcast, thank you so much for your time, and I had so much fun talking to you, Lance. And of course, this will not be the last, I think, the last conversation we'll be having. So thank you again, Lance, and we out.